You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with designer, vintner, artist, author Sherry Dobe, who has founded a successful web design company, Dobe Design, created a sold-out boutique wine brand, Ruby Courant, and she has now published her first book, Daily Decadence, The Art of Sensual Living. She lives and works in Napa Valley, California. What a lovely place that is. Or wherever she may be at any given moment. Certainly sounds like she doesn't stay too busy. Haha. Sherry, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
You're very welcome. Good to have you. Your businesses are very diverse. What is the common theme among them all?
Well, the common theme would be creativity. I decided long ago that I wanted to found a company that celebrated creativity every day and brought beautiful things into the world to help other businesses. And that's what I've done, and it's been great to see that creativity flow through in all of the different endeavors I've been pursuing.
What prompted you to start your first company, and how did you launch it on your own? That's always a curiosity for the listener.
Absolutely. Well, the first company that I started was my design company, which is going strong today. And it was basically born out of my desire to have my own business. Of course, I was working full-time, but I launched it by starting slowly. I worked my full-time job every day, my day job, and then I worked my other full-time job, which was my design company, in the mornings and after the other job was finished for the day. And I worked at this really, really hard for a long time. And when it was finally came together on paper, when it looked like the numbers were right, that's when I took the leap and left the day job and immediately increased my paycheck by quadruple. So it was really, really rewarding to go through that process. But I feel like I did it slowly and with a lot of forethought.
How did you come to write Daily Decadence?
Daily Decadence is a very interesting project. You could almost say that I've been working on that project for about 25 years. It's my first book, and it's a collection of inspirational stories, literary recipes, and wine tasting notes from my own notebooks. I've been keeping a journal for about 25 years and working on the book seriously for about 4 years. So this has been a labor of love for me.
Today we're joined by Sherry Dobe, founder of the web design company Dobe Design, a creator of a boutique wine brand, Ruby Courant, and author of Daily Decadence, The Art of Sensual Living, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What is Daily Decadence all about?
Well, Daily Decadence is about redefining decadence. It's really about bringing simplicity back into our lives. You know, we're all crazy busy, and we just don't stop anymore and take a moment and observe what's happening around us. But it's really a book about mindful living. And we explore that mindful living through travel stories, love stories, art, and also food and wine. The book includes over 60 literary recipes that you can actually make in your own kitchen.
And I got to tell you, I was just visiting your website at Dobe Design, and I can see the way you've tied the theme and your interest into the theme, even just the one instance of bed and breakfast website design. I'm sure is that where you key in on more of your design, or is that just one of your features?
That is one of my niche markets. I definitely have focused on hospitality and travel and tourism. Over the years, I regularly attend and speak at conferences for the hospitality industry. So that's been the majority of my clients. But I build websites for all kinds of other business owners. Just probably the majority have been in the Bed and Breakfast Center.
It makes sense with your boutique wine brand as well. Now, what is the one thing or quality someone needs to create a successful business. What would you say in that regard?
Sure. Well, that's actually a trick question because there isn't one single thing that makes a great business, a great entrepreneur. I believe it's a combination of skills. And those would include, at the top of my list, organization, planning, and, of course, passion. And being able to clearly define your goals at the outset and break down those goals into manageable, doable pieces is what has helped me to launch three successful companies.
Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information, not only about you and your companies, but also the book, Daily Decadence, The Art of Sensual Living Online.
Certainly. So you can find my design company at dobedesign.com. You can find the wine brand at rubycurant.com, and that's rubykurant.com. And the book is daily-decadence.com. So just make sure that you have that little dash in between daily and decadence. Or, of course, you can just Google it. The book is also available on Amazon, and there's a Kindle version as well.
It's been really good to catch up with you today, Sherry. She is Sherry Dobe, founder of the web design company Dobe Design, a creator of a boutique wine brand, Ruby Courant, and author of Daily Decadence, The Art of Sensual Living. And the website of reference, once again, is daily-decadence.com. Sherry, certainly has been great to catch up with you today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.